We turn now to new developments surrounding the secrecy of the Obama administration's drone wars. On Monday, a federal appeals court in Manhattan ordered the government to release a legal memo that provides the rationale for the targeted killing of U.S. citizens. The three-judge panel unanimously ruled the government had waived its right to keep the memo secret following public statements in defense of the killings by top officials, as well as the release of a Justice Department white paper on the subject.
The Obama administration has admitted killing four U.S. citizens abroad, including Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen in 2011. 2 weeks later, his 16-year-old Denver-born son, Abdulrahman. Among the officials who've spoken at length about the government's purported right to kill its own citizens are Attorney General Eric Holder and President Obama.
But when a U.S. citizen goes abroad to wage war against America and is actively plotting to kill U.S. citizens, and when neither the United States nor our partners are in a position to capture him before he carries out a plot, his citizenship should no more serve as a shield than a sniper shooting down on an innocent crowd should be protected from a SWAT team.